The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 9, Rajavidya Rajaguhya Yoga, the royal secret in the royal knowledge. We have obviously seen up to 8 chapter in which we have learned about ourselves, who we are in this limited self, what is our goal and how we can evolve out of it. Then we say, but what do we meditate upon? What do we evolve into? And so we have said, you have to evolve from this limited self, identifying with this limited being, to the infinite self, unlimited being. And that's you meditate upon. Whatever we want to achieve, we meditate on that. But unless I know what is the nature of that infinite self, and what my relationship with that, how can I meditate upon? So in the chapter 8, we have seen imperishable Brahma, that entity which remains in existence all the time, imperishable. Even when I perish or this world will perish, that substratum which creates this reality will always be there. So now the chapter 9 says, now what is my relationship with that imperishable Brahman? He is the source, he is the resting place, but what is my relationship with that? And so chapter 9 says, that is the royal secret. Right now I don't really see any relationship. Even though I've heard through all the scriptures and books and religious, but I personally cannot feel any relationship with him. So what is my relationship? He said, that is the royal secret. You knowing yourself do not know what your relationship with yourself is. That is the deepest secret. Or the most secret is, it's right there but I can't say it. Looking for my key all the time, can't find it. It's always in my pocket. That is the biggest secret. So, that's the Rajaguhyam. Then Rajavidya, knowing this, how to know this secret, is it the supreme knowledge. Once I realize my keys in my pocket, that time I have the joy of my life. Up till now I was so worried about where is my key, I'm going to be late for my meeting and all of that. Suddenly I realize it right here. That is the greatest knowledge I can have at that moment. Anything else you tell me at that time and say, well, let me tell you the E is equal to MC squared. I don't care. I know I want my key. So when we get what we want to know is the supreme knowledge. So Bhagavan said, that's what I'm going to tell you in this chapter. So now in the first three verses, he gave the promise. And now he says, well, let me tell you what that secret is. So in the verse 4, you've seen it says, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Maya tatam, I am pervading this jagat, sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. This entire jagat, this entire cosmos, this entire universe is pervaded by me in my unmanifest form. Jagat, jagati, iti jagat. That which is illuminated is jagat. What is my jagat? That which is illuminated by my senses is my jagat. My jagat is limited at that. That which I do not know, not part of my world. So jagat is that which is illuminated by my senses is my jagat. What is illuminated? Your sense is your jagat. What is her sense? Her jagat. So when everyone's Jagati put together, one said, I pervade in this entire Jagat. Whatever is illuminated by any being in this world, I pervade that in my unmanifest form. The manifest is something I can say, oh yeah, I have seen it. Oh yeah, I have touched it. Oh yeah, I have been there. But unmanifest is something is beyond my perception. So Bhagavan said, this world of your perception is pervaded by me in my unmanifest form. Therefore, you see the Jagat, but do not see me. Because I'm unmanifest. But I'm always there. In anything you perceive, see, touch, feel. First line says, okay, here is where I reside. Here is my nature is. That your entire Jagat is pervaded by me in my unmanifest form. That also includes myself, my body. I can perceive, feel, touch. That's me. Bhagavan says, then if that's part of your Jagat, I am pervading through that in my unmanifest form. My mind, I can feel my thoughts. So then I am pervading in that also in my unmanifest form. My intellect, I know. So then I'm also pervading in the unmanifest form. Matsthani sarvabhutani. So okay, now okay, at least we understood that. That Bhagavan says that I am in unmanifest form. No, whatever you think, right there his presence is there. As long as I can consider that as part of my Jagat, then Bhagavan is right there. So now I come to the conclusion that Bhagavan resides in all of them. That's what all religions tell us. Bhagavan resides in you. The Lord resides in your heart. So he said, well, let's not get confused here, okay? So what is my real nature? So I say, matsthani sarvabhutani nacha aham tesu avasthitaha. All these beings or things which you see, perceive, touch, feel as your Jagat, they reside in me. But I am not in them. See, in first line he said that I pervade in this entire Jagat of yours in my unmanifest form. We put two and two together and say, therefore he is in all of them. Bhagavan said, no, I am not in them. They are in me. My standard example is I buy a car and take it from Chesterfield County and bring it to Hendrigo County. And if Chesterfield County claims that the space in the car Mr. Bhatia bought was Chesterfield County space, Hendrigo County, you can't keep it there. Now you have extra space in Hendrigo County. Please return the extra space you took it with your car to Chesterfield County. Can I return that space in my car to Chesterfield County? No. So what happened to the space which was in my car when the car was in the Chesterfield County? It remained in the Chesterfield County. When it came to Hendrigo County, even though the car was still tight, the space in the car changed from Chesterfield to Hendrigo as the car moved in the space. So now, what the conundrum is the space in the car or is the car in the space? Obviously, if I can return the space from Hendrigo County to Chesterfield and say, oh, here is the extra space, I brought it with me when I brought the car, then obviously the car was moving in the space. So now the space can say, all the cars are in me. But it says, I am not in them. Oh, now we have a problem. There is no space in my car. So Bhagavan says, Matsthani sarvabhutani. All the things and beings yes, you can think of. Because you see, your Jagat is what? Which I can perceive, feel, think and touch and feel. Is my Jagat. Now everything I see, Bhagavan says, I pervade in that in unmanifest form. but they are in me. In other words, I am not limited to your jagat. If I only say that Bhagwan pervades in the entire jagat, I know my entire jagat, and Bhagwan is unmanifest form, jagat is a manifest form. So I equate it. The law of conservation says, in this world, there is always the same amount of energy and matter. Whether it's in a form of a matter or form of energy, the total energy remains the same at all given, any given time. So I can say, okay, the Bhagavan says he's unmanifest, this is manifest, so if I put, sum it up all the parts of my jagat, I know the Bhagavan. I say, no. They are in me, but I am not in them. I am something beyond that. So he said, what is that relationship then? So Swamiji explains here is that it's a relationship-less relations. Just as the space in the car and the space outside has really no relationship to the car. It's not because the car is here, there is a space here. That car will move, the space will move with it. It is my perception that the space is in the car. Space was always here outside this door. When I brought my car and parked it, I perceived that space is in my car. Space never moved from anywhere to anywhere. In a similar way, the classical example we learn in Vedanta is that of a snake and a rope. The existence of snake is very real, is part of my jagat, my world. When I see a snake, I perceive it, I can vouch for it that there is a snake here, and therefore it is part of my jagat. Now Bhagavan said, as in unmanifest form, the rope was existing while I was seeing the snake in it. That snake could not have come in existence without the existence of the rope. So now rope can say that I was always pervading through this entire snake in my unmanifest form, while you were seeing the snake in me. However, so therefore the snake is in me, but I as the rope is not in the snake. Rope has no relationship to the snake whatsoever. Snake cannot exist without that rope, but it takes the support of my ignorance, my perception. My perception created snake in my jagat, in my world. Because jagat is only limited by my perception. That which I can illumine as world of plurality is my jagat. Snake was part of my jagat, rope was not. Without the rope, the snake could not have existed, and therefore rope was existing in its unmanifest form in the snake at all the time, but it was never in the snake. Bhagavan said, all these beings are existing in me. In other words, without my existence, there is no existence for anything. Therefore, they are in me. I, in my pristine nature, unlimited, formless, was never in any of these shapes and forms and colors which you see. So the next verse, if you think that we got it all, Nacha matthani bhutani pasyame yogamaishwaram bhuta bhunna cha bhutasthaha mamatma bhutabhavanaha. Now he said that all these beings exist in me because we have said the snake exists in the rope. But the rope is not existing in the snake. So now he said, okay, nacha matthani bhutani. But these beings are also not existing in me. beings which I am perceiving, seeing and touching and feeling is part of my jagat. But the Brahman who is pervading through all this jagat, he has nothing to do with that. The snake which was existing in the rope can say it existed in me, but I am not in them. But now, he said, now if we now got it correct and say, okay, so snake was always in the rope. I said, no. Nachamastani bhutani. Even though these beings are existing in me, there was never a time from the perspective of the one who knew the rope that the snake was existing in that rope. There was no snake. In my world, there was a snake. But the next guy standing with his torchlight, or at least he knew that's a rope. For him, there was no snake. In my jagat, there was a snake. The snake was only possible because of the rope. From his perspective, there was no snake ever in the rope. So in reality, there was never a snake existing in the rope. Rope remained rope all the time. Before I created the snake in it, and after I realized there is no snake. Therefore Bhagavan says, in your jagat, you create this world, in your perception, you create this world of plurality. I exist and you exist and she exists and he exists. And now I said, I am the center of my universe. The world revolves around me. You said the world, you are in the center of your universe and the world revolves around you. So from my perspective, in my jagat, beings exist. And why they exist? Because the Supreme Being exists. And that being pervades through all the beings in my jagat. So is the case with her jagat and his jagat and their jagat. Supreme Being exists, therefore their jagats exist, their worlds exist. But from the perspective of the Supreme, none of these ever existed in him. They only existed in your mind, in your perception, because of your ignorance. Just as my ignorance created the snake, your ignorance created this world of this plurality. Therefore Bhagavan says, nacha matsthani bhutani, these beings are not existing in me. Don't think that that's my real nature, that this being exists in me all the time. The being only exists as long as you see them. Once you stop seeing them, they stop existing. It's like the riddle about if the tree falls in the jungle, does it make a noise? If I'm not there to hear, there is no noise. Paschame yogameshwaram. So see this, my divine yoga, which is supporting all beings. My divine self functioning through you as you, now you are creating this jagat. If he is not functioning through me, I have no jagat. When I am done and I am dead, there is no jagat for me. Bhruta bhunnacha bhutasthaha mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. So what is now the nature of my being? Bhruta bhunna. I'm supporting all beings. I, in my true nature, exist in imperishable way. And therefore, I support all those perishable beings in me. Bhutasthaha. And therefore, I'm dwelling in them. As long as I see a snake, the rope is dwelling in that snake. So from the Paramatma's point, when I see the jagat, he dwells in them. When I stop seeing the jagat, there is no relationship between my perception of this world and him. So he said, see this, my divine yoga, that see this my divine relationship between this world of your plurality and my singularity. I remain who I am, and you see me as this manifestation, as this jagat. Bhruta bhunna, I support them. Bhutastaha, mamatma, myself, as bhuta bhavanaha. I am the cause for all these beings. Because I exist, all these beings exist. So I am the efficient cause for all these beings. When Lord functions through me, and I see myself as this Neel Bhatt, my world starts from there. As long as I don't recognize myself, there is no world. In my deep sleep, there is no world for me because I don't even recognize me, that who I am. Whether I'm a man or a woman, tall or short, educated or dumb, I do not know because I'm in a deep sleep. So therefore, there is no jagat. As soon as I wake up, the first thing I do when I wake up is identify this. And this is me. I woke up. Once I woke up and I identified me, my entire jagat comes into place. My office, my friends, my relatives, my problems. As soon as I go to sleep, in a deep sleep, they all go away. Where? I don't know. And then starts a new world of mine in dream, which has nothing to do with this world at all. Which is its new reality. Bhagavan said, even that I support it. Even in your dream, your world is only there because of I functioning through you as a dreamer. So Bhagavan therefore said, even though I am the cause for your jagat, mamatma bhuta bhavanaha, I am the efficient cause of your jagat. Because of me, you know this world of plurality. Bhruta bhunna, and I support them. As long as you are alive, I'll support it, your jagat. Bhutastaha, and I will remain in all the beings you see in your jagat. But I don't dwell in them. So now, we are completely confused. It's a paradox. Something which cannot be explained in a 1 plus 1 equal to 2 manner, in an arithmetical manner, you have to give a paradox. So Bhagavan gave a paradox so that we don't get confused with his nature. And now he gives obviously an example in the last verse saying, Yatha akasa sthita nityam vayuhu sarvatra go mahan. Just as the air, wind actually, just as the wind or the air is residing in the space. Now you have to remember, the sages, when they were contemplating all this and giving out all this, they have the world of their own to observe. And our world is limited to what? The world which we see outside. My perception of space is limited to what? The space which we perceive and see. Now, any perception of my space in this world has one thing common. What is that? There's air there. In this world which I see, the space outside, there's air in it. So you say, yatha akasa sthito vayuho. Air is residing in the space. But then there is a thunderstorm and all this, you know, hurricane type of wind. And also there is a quiet type of wind. So this wind is moving in this space all over. But where is it moving into? In the space only. It's limited by the space. It cannot go beyond this space. It's only moving in the space. Perception of space is our atmosphere. Tatha sarvani bhutani masthani iti upadharayaha. In the same manner, all the beings in this world, when I say in this world, it's my world, obviously. Because I really, truly don't care about anybody else's world. When we refer to jagat, even though we think that we are including everybody, what we are really doing is defining my world. Because I know that this India exists and Pakistan exists and Iran exists. That's part of my world. But there may be some island somewhere where I do not know. And there may be a civilization must be flourishing there. But it's not part of my world. Before Columbus found America, it did not exist in anybody's world till he found it. So therefore he said, this Jagat of yours, all the beings in that, they are residing in me just as the space and the air are synonymous with each other now for me. Wherever there is a space, I see there is air there. Even though the space and air seems synonymous with each other, but this wind can move around in the space, but it does not affect the space. When wind is moving, space is not moving with it. Wind is doing all this devastation in my world, but not in the space. Space remains untainted. When a hurricane comes, thunderstorm comes, does not affecting the space. It only affect the things and beings in the space. So Bhagavan said, that's my relationship. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.